Each and every time I read through the Bible, it is an intoxicating journey. And so often we hold that Bible in our hands and just never open it. We've taken it with us for our journeys throughout life, but so often we just don't get into it. And yet the progressive plan of God, which commences in Paradise Lost and culminates in Paradise Restored, is a glorious plan that impacts the life of every single person on planet Earth. In the beginning, Adam falls into a life of perpetual sin. He's banished from paradise, and he's relegated to restlessness, to wandering, separated from intimacy and fellowship with his Creator. And yet, the very chapter that references the fall records the divine plan for restoration of fellowship. And when we talk about that, that can wash over us. But what the Bible is communicating here is restoration between you as a human being and the one who knit you together in your mother's womb. Of course, the plan takes on definition when God's promise to make Abraham a great nation through which all peoples on earth will be blessed becomes reality. And as I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, Abraham's call, therefore, constitutes the divine antidote to Adam's fall. God's promise that Abram's children would inherit the promised land was but a preliminary step in a progressive plan through which Abraham and his heirs would inherit a better country, a heavenly one. Moses leading Abraham's descendants out of their 400-year bondage in Egypt is part of the story. The 40 years of wilderness wandering, God tabernacling with his people, preparing them for the land of promise. And then Joshua leading the children of Israel into Palestine. And then the wanderings of Adam, Abraham, and Moses giving way to rest on every side. As Adam had fallen in paradise, the tragic story resumes with Abraham's descendants falling in Palestine. And even though the land promises reach a zenith under Solomon, the land vomits out the children of the promise, just as it had vomited out the Canaanites before them. During the Assyrian and Babylonian exiles, the wanderings experienced by Adam were again experienced by the descendants of Abraham. Well, God's promises to Abraham were far from exhausted, for Palestine was but a preliminary phase in the patriarchal promise. God would make Abraham not just the father of a nation, but Abram would become Abraham, the father of many nations. Abraham would be heir of the world. So the climax of the promise would not be Palestine regained, but paradise restored. As God had promised Abraham real estate, he also promised him a royal seed. And thus the story where Joshua leads the children of Israel into the regions of Palestine as a picture of Jesus one day leading his children into the restoration of paradise. There they will forever experience rest. So from Adam's rebellion to Abraham's royal seed, the scriptures chronicle God's one unfolding plan for the redemption of humanity. In Christ, the last Adam, God's promises find ultimate fulfillment. As Paul so eloquently put it, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Let me ask you this question. If you are an heir to the promises of God, Why are you not getting into the Word of God and getting the Word of God into you? I ask you that question with a purpose, because we have designed a plan for you to be able to read through the Bible, books at a time, not bits of books, but books at a time. Learning to read the Bible just as you would read other literature. It is the legacy reading plan in a specially designed place marker. I'm using it in my Bible for the very first time today, because the very first time today I got my hands on an actual legacy reading plan place marker. And so today, as I was reading the Bible, I was using the place marker. In fact, I love it for a number of practical reasons. I can scroll down the text of my Bible with the legacy place marker, but I can always remember where I am and where I'm going in the process. It is an absolutely unique process where you are in an innovative way reading through 66 love letters, strategically designed to empower you to eat that elephant, the reading of the Bible, one book at a time, specifically formulated to make your time in God's Word the best it can be. And we offer you not one, but a couple of them, so you can engage in this process with a family member or friend. So if you do not have the place marker containing the legacy reading plan, I want you to call me today at 888-7000-CRI and order your place markers for your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. I will send them out to you immediately. You can also order online on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or simply by writing me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And you can start the process at any time. You don't have to worry about, I'm too late, it's the 12th day of January, I don't want to get started, I'm going to postpone this project till next year. You can start exactly where you are. In fact, if you didn't get started until next month, you can step into the process immediately and complete the cycle next year at the same time that you start. So don't delay. Start this process today. And don't take it for granted. If I live to be as old as my father was when he died, I will only have an opportunity to read through the Bible 15 more times. Imagine that. Let me repeat that. If I live to be the age my father was when he died, I'll only be reading through the Bible 15 more times. So please do not take the process for granted. Order your legacy reading plan, specially designed laminated place marker today. Again, you can do so in a safe, secure way on the World Wide Web at equip.org.